sorrow, worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy
name. Church, please stand. If you don't know, we're having a profession of faith this Sunday, and I know I'm a bit frazzled, and I bet the girls that are professing their faith are a bit frazzled. So what I like to do at the beginning of a worship set is just close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, remember why you're here. Remember that you're worshiping God this morning. What a holy and wonderful thing it is. So do that now.
Strength is failing. The angels near and my time has. Seat. And good morning. Welcome again to New Life Church, and it's great to be here together, and we welcome our guests as well. It's a very special Sunday. This is Profession of Faith Sunday, as well as New Members Sunday. So right now, actually, I'm going to invite all of those who took the New Members class this spring to come on up on stage here, and then I want to introduce them. Following that, after I've downloaded all kinds of information to you, we'll proceed with the professions of faith of three young ladies from our church here. And then mentors will bless them, and they've each chosen a song. We'll celebrate together for the rest of the service. And we should be out of here by 4. All right, new members, come on up. So If you're a guest here this morning, then we invite you to fill out a Connect card. That's how these people got connected. And even if you're a guest here, you're visiting from out of town or whatever, we just want to be able to bless you on your journey, wherever that journey has taken you and where it continues to take you. And we just want to be able to encourage one another, everyone that is present here, and to bless you on your way as well. So there is a Connect card in your seat, or if you're watching online, then the host will send you a link for a Connect card, and you're welcome to fill that out and give us whatever information you want, and we'd love to be in touch with you. And so earlier this spring, we did a New Life Connects class, and that's for persons who have been connecting within the community of New Life and said, man, we want this to be a part of our lives. We want to commit ourselves to this church. And so presto, here they are. And it's just so good. This is one of the funnest parts of my job, is to lead the New Life Connects class and to introduce New Life to these people, as well as get to know them as well. So here they are. This is Tyler Postma. Tyler grew up in this area. Some of you may know him. I grew up at Gateway Community Church and got linked in here, got attached to New Life Church by force, actually. Tyler's recently married to Sam Postma, our tech director, and so congratulations on your marriage. Yes, and we're glad that you didn't pull Sam away, because we need her here. This is Carrie and Bethel Hemming, and they actually started watching online, I believe. Recently moved into the Abbotsford area from Surrey and started watching online. And then during COVID, they snuck into the building and had a look around and then said, yeah, this is our church. And so welcome. So glad to have you here. And they've been making their way. They've been delighted to get to know some of you. They sit right down on the floor, right there, three rows back, and so look for them. nice to call you out, hey? This is Kirsten Klumpmaker, yeah? Is that how you say it? Klumpmaker, okay. So Kirsten, she got connected through Young Adults, and she also has relatives here. And so you can ask about that all at the same time when you introduce yourself to Kirsten. Kirsten also works at Abbey Christian School. And so glad to have you. Welcome. And then I'm doing pretty good. I just got to collect my thoughts to remember names. This is Dave and Talia Sherman, right? I got it. Yes? And Dave and Talia started attending. I remember meeting them probably back in 2019. And then on staff, we always talk about who's been around and who hasn't been around. And we're like, hey, where's that young couple? They're awesome. Where are they? And then after the pandemic subsided, then you guys showed up again. And awesome. They actually sit right over there. And so, yeah. Make sure you connect with them. So here's some of our new members, and I just want to encourage you to get to know them and bless you as you make yourself a part of the New Life community, and may God be praised as we work together for the glory of His kingdom. All right, you may be seated. All right. June is a month full of celebrations, and in 2 weeks, we are having a service that we're going to call June Jubilee, and that's going to be a service in which we celebrate all of the ministry that we've done in this past year, and celebrate all of God's faithfulness, particularly in a year that has had its definite ups and definite downs. And so we want to gather together June 26th, Sunday. Have a special service, some storytelling, some fun up here, and just celebrate God's goodness as we worship Him and acknowledge that he has led us through this year of ministry. So I want to invite you to come and join us and celebrate God's faithfulness and share in the stories. And then afterwards, I mean, the whole reason you would come is for the ice cream sundaes after the service. And so that's going to happen June 26th in 2 weeks. Can you believe it? And then it'll be summer. Wow. Doesn't feel like that, does it? We had a New Life Live congregational meeting this past week, and in which we proposed a new budget for the 2023 ministry year. And we also introduced the new board member nominees. And you have an opportunity to vote on both of those things, on the budget and the board nominees. You, if you're a regular attender here or a member here, then you received an email for an electronic ballot. If you haven't seen that in your email box, then make sure you check your junk folder. I checked it this week. It's unbelievable, the stuff that's in there. Some of it I should have seen. Some of it I didn't need to see. Anyway, so check that. Otherwise, call the office. And ballots will be open until 11:45 on Tuesday. I don't know who set that time, but 11:45 on Tuesday. That's p.m., so like basically you have most of the day on Tuesday. But I hope you don't leave it till then. Tuesday, June 14, the ballots close, and then we'll look for the results from that. New Life Church has also been approved for two positions for Canada Summer Jobs, and one of them has been filled. This is going to provide us the ability to do some summer programming for children and youth. Esther DeWall is taking one of those positions, and we are still looking to hire for a second position. And that's a 8-week position, 35 hours a week. And it's an opportunity to join an amazing staff and get some experience in ministry as well. If you're interested or know somebody that's interested, direct them to visit us online, newlifecrc.ca/employment. I think, yep. All right. And then pretty soon, we're going to be dismissing the little ones. This Sunday, only kids age 3 through age 5 will be dismissed. And they can go out that door and head down to the preschool rooms and the nursery. And if you're a guest here and you have a child that age and you want to send them downstairs, there will be an attendant to direct you over there. The rest of the kids are going to stay in the service so that we can join together in hearing the testimonies of our three young ladies who will profess their faith. And there's activity sheets right over there, right here in the dark on the treasure box. And kids can help themselves. Crayons, fun sheets. And so I guess even if you're not a kid, you could pick one up if it helps you focus. I wonder if anybody's going to dare to do that. You'd probably send your kid to get you one. Anyways, today's offering is for Esperanza. Esperanza is one of our missions partners. And for a long time now, Esperanza ministers to the population of the west coast of Vancouver Island, probably on the north end, mostly an indigenous population. And this summer, we're going to be sending, for the first time in a couple of years, a work team out there to do some general maintenance projects and so on. It's a wonderful place, a place for everyone. You don't have to be an expert in anything. You don't have to be a specialist, you don't have to be strong, you don't have to be smart, probably you have to be wise, but in any case, we welcome you to consider that as well, an opportunity to serve on Esperanza on Vancouver Island. And our offering is going to be for the work that we'll be doing there. at Esperanza. So you have an opportunity to give of your offering. And just a reminder, so the offering isn't just some kind of payment. It's not even merely a contribution, but it's an offering of thanks to God for what he has done in your life. And so we invite you to give an offering in worship. And you can do that by placing your offering in the collection box, or you can give online, particularly if you're watching us online. You can give electronically, and the slide there in front of you gives you the instructions. Well then, let's come together in prayer and submit this to God. Almighty God, we give you praise. You are a good God, and we believe in you. God, there's all kinds of things that we think and that we know even, and all kinds of things that send us in different directions. But we believe in you, and you are the one that draws us together here this morning. We worship you. We give you praise because you are a great God. You uphold us. You sustain us. You give us our very breath of life. You give us health and strength. You give us strength to endure even through hardship. And so we pray, God, that you will bless us as we gather here in your presence to worship you. We pray that you'll equip us to enter into a new week, to serve you and to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And in response, God, we give an offering of thanks for being our God, our Father, our Savior, our friend. And so we pray for a blessing upon this offering as well. We pray for Esperanza Ministries. We pray that you will equip that work of ministry to proclaim your goodness and your love in that portion of Vancouver Island. We pray for the team that plans to head out there this summer. Pray for blessing and for safety and for just a great time there as well. Father, we lift up New Life Church to you, and we pray, God, that we may honor you, that we may just be that sweet fragrance that is offered to you because we want to honor you, we want to love you, we want to declare to the world your goodness. We want to show off your kingdom because you rule this world. In the midst of everything else that is going on, Father, we trust in you. And so we give you all the praise and all the glory. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to enter our fellowship time right now. That's an opportunity for you to bring your kids downstairs if you need to, or as well, each of the young ladies who are doing their profession of faith, we'll be giving them a Bible. And after the service, that those Bibles will be in the back of the auditorium on a table. And we invite you to be able to just write a note of encouragement or underline a passage that's meaningful to you to bless them and encourage them in their journey of faith as well. And so that will be available to you after the service to step back there as you get a cup of coffee, I guess, or whatever. Just don't spill it in their Bible. That would be bad. All right. So take some time. Greet one another. Look for the new members. And you know where they're sitting. And God bless.
Are you hurting, broken, thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Come to the
All right, if everyone could make their way back to their seat, please. I was talking to myself under my breath, and I saw my sister in the booth grinning, so I know she picked it up. Back when I first started attending New Life, I remember Nathan told me that if you're ever going to go on stage, don't get coffee because coffee makes you more anxious. And now every time I think about going up front, I'm like, I can't drink coffee that morning because I'm going to be more anxious. And now I think I'm more anxious about having coffee than I am about actually being up here. So thank you, Nathan. It's been counterproductive. So they asked me to preach this Sunday. And initially, I thought I had the whole service, and then Nathan's like, oh, no, 5 minutes. He's like, if this is a train wreck, it needs to be a quick train wreck. So I have 5 minutes, and the timer's going, so I'll just jump right into it. So I am here to talk about why we profess our faith. Pretty basically, the reason that we profess our faith publicly is because we are told to in the New Testament. There are other things about professing our faith that are special, or that make it special, but first we're going to focus on what the Bible actually says. So in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. And 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of the faith, take hold to the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So the other benefits or the other things that make professing your faith special are that we get to have the opportunity to share what God has done in our life. So in sharing a testimony or in professing our faith, we bring God, or rather we reveal God's love. We reveal God's power and his provision in our lives. And when we write our testimonies, it helps us to remember what he has done in our own lives. And so with that, this morning, I wanted to do a little exercise with everyone here. I'm going to pray in a minute, and then afterwards, I want everyone to just take a minute or two and silently kind of reflect over your walk with God and remember some of the prayers he's answered, some of the people that he's called back to him that you've prayed for, any of the miracles that he's done in your lives, any moment that you knew that God was there and that God did something that you didn't necessarily expect. And I want to really focus on what God has done in all of our lives as individuals, so that as afterwards these three young ladies come to the front and share their testimonies, we can almost enter in it with them and remember alongside them as we hear about what he's done for them. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we remember. We remember what you've done for us. We remember what you've done for others. And we thank you. As we spend just a moment or two this morning contemplating, we just ask that you would bring to mind the specific memory that we need, whether or not that we need faith right now or whether or not we're in a hard time. Sometimes you just need to remind us of a lesson we've already learned or a memory that we've already had. And so, God, we ask that for each person here and each person online that you would bring back to memory some of the incredible things you've done for us. Amen. So let's just take the next minute and remember what God has done in each of our lives. It's incredible how long a minute feels when you're just standing in front of 200 people. So I have had the absolute pleasure of watching these three young women coming up after me move through high school and face life's early challenges. And I am excited for all of you to hear how God has directed them and has walked with them through a phase of life that has increasingly gotten difficult in the more recent years. So as they take this step in faith to profess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord, I invite you all to celebrate God's goodness and prevalence in their lives. And can the mentors come up as well, please? Yeah, you guys too.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tiana Buglink. Many of you probably know me as Kuhn's daughter. If you don't know who Kuhn is, he is one of the many bald pastors that have worked at this church. Not to be mistaken with Justin, though. Anyways, so I was born in Miami, Florida, and adopted as a baby into not only the loving Buglink family, but this beautiful church family as well. My faith journey started out very similar to many who were raised in the church. I prayed and asked Christ into my life at a very early age. I went to church every Sunday and I attended GEMS. I was the classic pastor's kid, and for many years I lived out a childlike faith, knowing that Jesus loved me, but living in the shadow of my parents' faith. Like many, the end of middle school and high school were very difficult times for me. My faith became very lukewarm, and the pressures of life consumed me and slowly began to break me into pieces. In my grade 10 year, COVID hit, and our world kind of shut down for a little while. This was undoubtedly the darkest time in my life. In my mind, God was absent, not only in my life, but in our world too. I wrestled with whether God was real at all. My absence from God only amplified the struggles I was facing: depression, anxiety, body image, and self-harm. I wish I could say that at my lowest, God came in and saved me, but I refused to let God into the mess that was my life. I sat in that place for longer than I like to admit. I remember one summer, I went on a trip to a cabin with a couple of my friends. We had a ton of fun, and on the last night, we snuck out to the dock just to lay on the dock and look up at the stars. We were all kind of in the same place in our faith. We wanted to believe that God was real, but because of baggage we carried, it was hard to trust and allow God into our brokenness. While laying, looking up at the stars, we talked about how it was impossible to not believe that God was a real thing, because he was so evident all around us. Although this wasn't the turning point in my faith, it is something I often look back at to see that God was starting to put my pieces back together. He was showing himself to me even when I couldn't see it or understand it. Over the course of the last year and a half, God has put people into my life to show me who he is and how much he loves me. He has used my family, friends, and boyfriend, youth leaders who have been my mentors since grade 5, teachers, and this church to put my pieces back together. Like all people, I am still a work in progress, but my profession of faith today is a big step towards the healing and calling God has for me, especially as I head into university, in the fall. God found me and pursued me, and today I'm professing the goodness of God and my devotion to his good and loving plan for my life.
Do you want me to use this mic? This one? Okay.
You know that's your grandpa celebrating with you. Tiana, it's my joy and honor that I get to stand here with you today as you take this step of faith. I remember the first time that you and I had kind of a heart-to-heart, and it was just over there in front of that bench. I think I was here for some reason, And you came up to me to have a conversation, and we just started talking, and we're talking about God and spiritual growth and what's going on in your life. And after a while, I finally just asked you, how old are you? And she goes, Tiana goes, I'm 10 years old. And my jaw just dropped, and I said, you're 10 years old? Who are you? And it was just this beautiful moment of just seeing this spiritual maturity and this character development already in this young woman who's now become an even more beautiful woman by the grace of God. And so I get to have the beautiful honor this morning of sharing a Bible verse with you. And it's a very difficult task to do when you have the whole Bible to say, oh, just pick one. So I cheated and I picked two, but I've heard that you did the same thing. So you did the same thing. And the first one comes out of Proverbs. Now, Proverbs 31 is often spoken of as talking about the noble wife, but it can also refer to the righteous woman. And so it definitely came to mind. And these are verses that have spoken to me over the years and have been an encouragement and a challenge for me. So I want to speak them over you because you came to mind. It says this, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Oh, sorry. She is clothed with dignity and strength. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And then the second one that I want to share with you is one that immediately came to mind when I thought about standing here with you today. And it's when Paul is talking with Timothy. It's in the first letter to Timothy. And Paul is speaking as a bit of a mentor to a mentee. And he's, as Jacob shared, he's encouraging Timothy to fight the good fight, to keep going, to build your strength. And he says this to him, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And this is a verse that has meant a lot to me over the years, and I want to pray it over you. I want to pray that as God continues to guide you, as you continue to pursue Jesus with everything you have, that you would know that as you set an example for those around you, you shine with the light of Jesus, and they will see that, and they will come to know him better through you. Love you, girl.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Sophia Siebinga, and you probably don't know me, but you'll definitely know my dad. I'm here today to profess my faith in the Lord. As many of us here today, I grew up in a Christian home, going to a Christian school, and attending church regularly. I was always aware of God and the love that he had for me, and I had an amazing faith community around me to help support me in my very first steps in my faith journey. When I was younger, I don't think I could totally grasp the concept of what a true faith was because of how young I was. Nonetheless, in my very first year of GEMS, in New Life on this very stage, I dedicated my life to the Lord. Now, as an 8-year-old, I don't think I could totally understand what that meant, but I was excited to continue learning in my GEMS group about the commitment that I had just made. I have been extremely blessed with a group of girls and leaders that have walked alongside me pretty much my whole life. Some of my biggest mentors in my faith joined my community when I was in fifth grade and have walked through every stage of life with me after that. They have been here to answer the questions, ask the big ones with us, and help us better understand what a real relationship with God looked like. One of the things I love most about New Life is the community that it has given me. It gave me friends for life that I know I will always be able to depend on and to hold me accountable in my walk with the Lord. Now, even though I have technically been a true Christian since third grade, I feel like my faith has really become my own in the past 2 years of high school. For the longest time, I feel like I didn't have a real relationship with God. I was trying to imitate the relationships I saw other people had with him. As much as I prayed and attempted to make that relationship real, I still felt like I was faking the whole thing. Halfway through high school, I experienced something that I like to think of now as a wake-up call, although at the time I couldn't see it. I had some pretty big stressors in my life. I was incredibly anxious, and although at the time I was incredibly anxious every second of the day, and I pretty much stopped praying and put my relationship with God on the back burner. I didn't know how to go to God in my times of stress, so instead of doing what I should have done, which was praying, reaching out to my mentors, and working through my struggles in light of the Lord, I simply put my head down and walked blindly through life. Now, I'm sure many have shared the same experience, and you can all attest that it's not the right way to go. I felt lost and wasn't exactly sure where my next step was. Luckily, I had a blessing in disguise come my way. In the spring of 2020, I was able to find a new faith in God and focus lots of energy on what my relationship with God looks like for me and not other people. With all of my anxieties taken out of my life, I was able to truly figure out what I believed. I spent lots of time journaling, praying, and reading devotions, which helped me to know exactly how God was calling to me. Even though I had felt distant from God, it wasn't Him putting that distance in, it was me who was taking steps further back. Through this time of journaling and self-reflection, I found a verse that to this day has been my favorite. This verse is Psalm 94, verse 19. "In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul." No matter what, I'm going to have anxieties and stressors in my life, but now instead of ignoring God, I can delight in the fact that He is with me every step of the way. This profession of faith is a way to show my community my faith in the Lord, but also to thank them. I would not be here today without the way that my leaders and youth group have led me. It's important to me that I profess my faith now because in the fall I'm heading off to university pretty much halfway across the country. And as exciting and new as this is, I know there's going to be more anxieties and stressors coming my way. Through this new chapter in my life, I know it can be easy to take a few steps back away from my faith life, but as I have learned, that's not the way to go. I'll always work on remembering how God woke me up with taking every one of my anxieties out of my life because He needed to reach me in a place where I felt like I couldn't be reached. I know that I'll forever have a community where people love me, but more than anything else, love the Lord, and will always be ready to welcome me back whenever I may need them. Thank you.
Sophia, I'm very excited to be here because as a church, we make a commitment when a baby is baptized or dedicated to walk alongside and show you the character and the love of God. And I'm just excited that you have made your faith your own and this journey has led you to this point. And I'm sure your family's ecstatic because as a parent, that's just the one thing you pray over your child and wish for them, that they would share that love of God. And so the verses I have chosen for you actually have a lot to do with what you plan to do with your life now that you are no longer in the community of Abbotsford and Abbotsford Christian School and you're going out into the big world of post-secondary and studying to be a lawyer. And often the law and the rules that the Bible gives us do not coincide, so it takes bravery and the strength of God to do what you are going to be doing. And so I chose verses to kind of remind you of that and to give you that strength that you need and to remember your roots and who you are in Christ. So the first one, I'm also reading the Amplified Version because I like how it broadens and explains it. So it's from Titus 2, 7 to 8. "And in all things, show yourself to be an example of good works, with purity in doctrine, having the strictest regard for integrity and truth, dignified, sound, and beyond reproach in instruction, so that the opponent of the faith will be shamed, having nothing bad to say about us." And the second one is also from the Amplified Version, and it's Colossians 3, 23 to 24. "Whatever you do, Sophia, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord, not from men, that you will receive the inheritance which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you actually serve." And I think remembering these things will do you well. And when you told me what you wanted to do, I was like, reflecting on it, and I'm reflecting on who you are, at least who I know you to be, and I was like, I think God made you for this. Like, I think He made you who you are for this job, and I know it's going to be a long journey, and there might be points where you're like, I'm giving up, especially when the, you know, the student loans start to pile up, but I know you can do it, and I really hope you stick through it, and remember these verses, and remember you have all of us cheering you on, even if you're way far away. We're always there for you.
Hi, my name is Leah Dielman. I'm Brian and Marcella's daughter. And as a lot of you may know, I've attended New Life Church for my whole life. I was born and raised in a Christian home. I remember asking Jesus into my heart when I was just 6 years old, but I can't say that it had that big of an impact on me because I was six, so I didn't really understand what it meant. But as people do, I started to grow up. I went through elementary and middle school having an understanding of who God was and that he died on the cross to forgive my sins, but my faith still wasn't really my own. The first time I remember really experiencing God was in grade 8 at my first SMR retreat, which we actually just did a few weekends ago on the island. It's the youth retreat that New Life does each year. I've always felt really close to God when I'm out in nature, especially by the ocean, because it's so quiet and peaceful. So usually this retreat is held at Stepping Stones Bible Camp in DeRoche, which was also a really good experience for me because it definitely made me realize how close God is to me at all times since we're outside. But like I said, this year we got to go to Pender Island, which meant that we were on the ocean, which made it even better. This is one of the reasons that I love New Life. I love it because I feel like I have opportunities to explore my faith like I did at SMR, especially through worship, but I also feel like I'm so welcome here and that I'm at home. So, as I started growing in my faith, going to church was one thing that I really enjoyed. I started to realize that my faith is my own and not just my parents, and that I'm able to make my own decisions when it comes to my faith. So I've continued throughout high school, which I have to say has been pretty difficult. In grade 11, I went through a really difficult time that lasted for about 5 months. My mental health started going down the drain, and I started to feel really, really lonely. Before this, I had always known that God was there for me, but through these 5 months, I felt like nobody was there for me. However, as I went through this time in my life, I realized how much more important it was to lean on God. It taught me that God is always there for me no matter what I'm going through, and that it's really important to show God's love to others and to always be kind because you never know what someone may be going through. Going into the future, I know that God will always be with me and that in any circumstance, he needs to be my rock and I need to lean on him for anything. I know that I won't be able to get through the challenges without him, and I know that I also need to rejoice when I'm experiencing things that are going well in my life with him. I think that this is going to be crucial for me to remember going into next year as I enter the new stage of going to a public university to study interior design, as my faith will be challenged in ways that I will not have experienced before as I've gone to a Christian school and gone to New Life since I was born. For this experience, we got to choose a song that we wanted to include in the worship set, and the song I chose was Be Thou My Vision. I chose this song because it ties in with what I just said. Since my faith will be challenged, this song is explaining that in whatever I do, I need to trust in God and look to him for anything. By professing my faith, I know that I'm committing to a life that needs to be lived for God and God alone, that I'm committing to living a life of love, compassion, and kindness towards others, and that my purpose in life is to spread his goodness and his kingdom in everything I do, because ultimately in my life, he has been nothing but good and loving to me. Thank you.
I know it's already been said through the other two mentors, but like we are so proud of you guys today for professing your faith. Like this is a big moment in your life, and I just hope that you soak it in and just remember God's goodness and faithfulness in your guys' lives. And so I just wanted to bless you today. I only have one verse. I'm so sorry that I didn't know that there was two supposed to be. So my verse is from Zephaniah 3, verse 17, and it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love and will rejoice over you with singing." And I just chose this verse because I just remember you in youth and you were quiet, but you had those big questions. And then as you grew up, you started using your gifts and talents, and you were singing in church and you were singing at school. And I just got this vision of you singing and using your talents here, but God's also singing with you, and he's singing over you every day of your life. And I just hope that you take that and remember that, and he'll be with you always. And I'm just so proud of you guys.
All right. Guys, you did it. I get the pleasure of reading these questions, and at the end, you say, "I do."
but you can decide. All right. We ask you now to profess your faith in Jesus Christ by answering the following questions. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, sent to redeem the world? Do you love and trust him as the one who saves you from sin? And do you, with repentance and joy, embrace him as the Lord of your life? Next, do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, revealing Christ and his redemption, and that the confessions of this church faithfully reflect this revelation? Do you accept the gracious promises God sealed to you in your baptism, and do you affirm your union with Christ and his church, which your baptism signifies? And do you promise to accept the spiritual guidance of the church in a spirit of Christian love and participate in its worship, fellowship, and mission? Tiana Bugelink, Leah Dielman, Sophia Siebenga, what is your answer? And do you, the Congregation of New Life, promise to love and support these women with your prayers, encouragement, and example? If you do, signify by saying amen. All right. We get the opportunity now to pray over these women. I'd like to spend some time in prayer. I know it's a bit unconventional, but I'd like to invite the entire congregation down to pray over these people. These three have grown up in the church, and all of you in some way or the other have been influential in their faith journey. If you feel uncomfortable or you are unable, don't feel like you have to join us. But they're going to spread out, make room for friends and family first. If you can't get a hand on them, lay a hand who has someone who has a hand on them. And it may be a bit of a mess. We would be flowing out the seams and the sides, but that's okay. We love a holy mess. Come on down. Let's pray. We can spread out a bit more than that. There's many people coming. Look at all these people beside you. Look how they love you. They are here for you. Let's pray. Almighty God, we praise you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself. And by that sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to Christ and his service. We thank you for the covenant you have made with your servants, that as your grace, Tiana, Leah, and Sophia to you, continue to strengthen and sustain them. By your Holy Spirit, daily increase them in your gifts. By the spirit of wisdom and understanding, by the spirit of counsel and might, by the spirit of knowledge and the reverence of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Father, we thank you so much for the impact that these three young individuals have had on each of us in this church, especially on Janessa and I, as we've gotten to walk with them this year and years prior. As we send them out, we just ask that you would make your presence tangible, that you would make them to know your voice as sheep know their shepherds. So, Father, lead them as they enter this new and exciting stage of life, and be their closest friend. Be the one that they confide in and find comfort with. Father, be to them everything you possibly can be.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for Leah, and we pray for a blessing on her. Father, we pray that as her life goes forward and she embarks on many new adventures and she starts new chapters in her life, that you would bless her in all things. Father, we ask that in times of difficulty, she would feel your presence all around her. And when times are easy, we hope that she will come to you with great joy and full of thanksgiving. And Father, we ask that when she finds herself in situations of persecution, you would give her courage and words to speak. And when there are times of sadness and sorrow, Lord, we pray that she finds comfort and truth in your word and encouragement from this family of God that's surrounding her right now. Lord, we ask that as she decides which path to go down with her future, and what decisions to make going forward, that you would bless her with great wisdom and discernment. And Father, when there are times of doubt, we ask that you show yourself to her and that she would have the strength to ask those around her for help and for the wisdom that they have gained through their own personal experiences. Lord, we just thank you that Leah has chosen to live a life for you and that your spirit lives within her. And Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you for Tiana. Thank you for the gift that she is to our family and also to our faith family, Lord. I just pray that you would just continue to pour out your blessing on her and all three of these young women, Lord, as they step out into a world where they are living out their profession that they made today. Lord, in those moments where things are difficult, help them to be able to reflect back in those years of childhood and adolescence, Lord, that you were sovereign. You were in control in their lives, even in the dark and difficult moments, Lord, that they would be able to, in those moments, reflecting back, know that they can trust you fully with all of the challenges that may lay ahead. Thank you, Lord, for community around them, and I pray, Lord, that you would just bring and even more and more community, Lord, to guide them. Would you protect them with your Holy Spirit, Lord, so that they'd be able to identify false gospels and be able to see, Lord, any worldview that does not end up declaring you as Lord and Savior because of your goodness. Lord, give them great discernment, great wisdom, and I thank you, Lord, for these amazing young women. Thank you, Lord, for our Tiana.
Father God, you're an awesome God, and we give you thanks that we're gathered here as a cloud of witnesses to honor what we've heard this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Sophia, for her desire to want to follow you all of her life. We thank you for her testimony and the recognition that this is a long walk, a long journey, and in many ways she's just beginning. And so, Lord, as you've promised when you baptized her as an infant, I pray that you continue to walk alongside of her and in this journey. We thank you for the many people that come alongside Sophia up to this point and will continue to go into the future. Lord, again, you're an awesome God. Guide us as we guide Sophia and continue to come alongside her in her journey. And Lord, thank you for who she is and what she brings this world. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the gift that these three young women are to this community. Lord, we thank you that all of us have been encouraged and empowered just by listening to their testimonies. And we remember again, Lord, that by the work of your Holy Spirit, how powerful it is when we hear not only your word proclaimed, but your word proclaimed through the hearts and the minds of individuals that you have formed and created. We thank you for Leah. We thank you for Sophia. We thank you for Tiana. And we pray, Lord, that after they have now taken this step of faith, proclaiming you, proclaiming their faith in you, Lord, that you would protect them, that your Holy Spirit would surround them and fill them, that you would build a hedge of protection around them, Lord, that as they enter into these new chapters that they're each embarking on, Lord, that you would go with them, that you would go before them, that you would be beneath them and above them and beside them, Lord, that they would never feel separated from your presence, but that your spirit would fill them abundantly, overflowing, that they may know you, and in coming to know you, come to know more of themselves and know who you've created them to be. We pray this in your powerful name, Jesus.
Gracious God, Heavenly Father, thank you that you reveal yourself to us. Thank you that you revealed yourself to each of these young women, to Tiana, to Leah, and to Sophia. God, thank you that you reveal yourself to all of us. And so I pray, Father, that you will strengthen each of these young women, that you will bless them and encourage them in faith, that you'll walk alongside of them day by day, moment by moment. And God, we pray that also, as we have witnessed these professions, that it will challenge us, all of us, and that it will unite us, and that it will draw us even closer to you, Father, that it'll inspire all of us to follow hard after Jesus. And so we pray, God, for your Spirit to descend upon all of us as we seek to journey together as a people of God, that together will be just an amazing testimony of your goodness, of your grace, of your tremendous love for your world. So help us together to be that testimony. Fill us with your Spirit, Father. And may we follow you in obedience and in deep love. For you have saved us. You have given us life, and we rejoice in you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
As was previously mentioned, we decided to put the worship set at the end as each of the girls picked a song that was important to them in their faith journey. So stand with us and let's sing those. Thank you.
nothing impossible for you. When I see all the ashes, you see the beauty. Thank you, Lord. When all I see is a cross, God, you see an empty tomb.
You go before I So much better your way.
So Tiana, Leah, Sophia, be strong in the Lord. But even in your weakness, God is your strength. People of God, as you heard these testimonies today, go in your journey of faith, strengthened, encouraged, inspired, to take up the testimony that you have made. Or if you are on that journey, call upon God's grace to equip you to follow him and go in peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face of love towards you and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.
Shine upon you, be gracious to you, Lord. Turn.